Time now for What's Your Wrinkle? With board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Dr. Perry trained at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago, and wrote Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, the Best Health Book Award winner for 2007. And with Drs. Roizen and Oz, he co-authored the New York Times bestseller, You Being Beautiful. For over two decades, Dr. Perry has practiced cosmetic surgery in Manhattan and New Brunswick, New Jersey, helping patients look and feel better. He teaches plastic surgery at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, was twice appointed to New Jersey's Board of Medical Examiners, and he created Night Skin and other skincare products. For the next half hour, you can call Dr. Perry and tell him what your wrinkle is. Call 212-766-7100. That's 212-766-7100. What's your wrinkle?
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and you are listening to a live edition of What's Your Wrinkle? This is the Plastic Surgery Show on WOR. We've been at it for almost 4 years now. Hard to believe it's been almost 4 years. With my trusty sidekick over there, Noah, we've been answering...
4 years already. Good heavens.
Almost, I'll tell you. And it's been a lot of fun. Well, we've got such a busy show tonight, and you can be part of this show. The phone number here at WOR is 212-766-7100.
Has it really been 4 years?
Well, almost. We're coming up. I exaggerate just
almost.
A little bit. In a few months, it'll be 4 years, Noah. 212-766-7100.
Don't age me too fast.
Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things. Later in the show, we are going to have Dr. Dean Vafianis join us. I teased you a couple weeks ago, and we talked about tooth whitening in not in dental offices, but in salons. And Dr. Dean is going to come on, and he's going to tell us a little about whether that's safe or maybe not so safe. So
stay
tuned.
Did that constitute teasing?
That is a tease. So later in the show. Today, we're going to talk about recession refreshers. How's that? My wife came up with that one.
Recession refreshers.
Recession refreshers. That's right. The things that you can do in a recession environment. You know, a lot of people are afraid of going to a plastic surgeon because they think it's so expensive and that, you know, they don't have the money to afford cosmetic surgery like the celebrities. Well, there are a lot of things that you can do for your appearance that will enhance your appearance, and they hopefully will not break the budget. So we're going to talk throughout the show about things like that. You know, you don't need to be afraid of the cost because there are a lot of things. Not everybody has to have a facelift. Not everybody has to have an eyelid lift. There are other things that we can do that are less invasive and can make an enormous impact on your appearance. So, you know, we're in kind of a tough time now. People have called this one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression. And certainly around the New York area, we all feel that. We know that there have been many, many job layoffs in the Wall Street area, and it trickles down through the car industry and throughout the economy in general. And a lot of you might be out of work looking for another job. A lot of you might be wondering whether or not you're going to lose your job. I had a woman banker come in to see me this week, and she's 52, no names, but she wanted to have a refreshed look because she was a little concerned that in this economy, her job might be endangered. And so what we did for her was some Botox for the forehead to help with those horizontal wrinkles of the forehead and those vertical scowling wrinkles that people get when they yell at other people. You know what those are
by the way? Sounds like the TV I had about 30 years ago, horizontal, vertical.
Yeah, and you know, those vertical lines, they're there to make you look scary. That if you ever look at a dog...
And I want to tell you, that TV we had a picture that was really scary.
All right, Noah, am I going to have to put a mask on?
All
okay,
right.
Good. Now, you know, those vertical lines between your brows, if you look at a dog and you go close to a dog when they're eating, and unfortunately I've been bitten by dogs, if you get close to them, the first thing they do is they bring their brows together, and that makes their face look a little scary. And the purpose of that is to signal to other dogs to stay away so that they won't bite you if you come any closer. But you know, we have that same response, and it becomes involuntary after a while. You know, when you yell at someone, when you say something about another person, you might bring those brows together and get that scowling appearance. Well, Botox can help that because is our first recession refresher.
Well, what do you know about that?
There you go. We're here at WOR, the phone number 212-766-7100. Mona, what can we do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Yes, I've had collagen injections when I was younger. I'm in my 80s now. And I've lost a lot of weight. And now I see the deep gashes, like where they... on one side of my face, not on the other side, but I had them on both sides. I had the injections on both sides, but my left cheek has like big lines, deep lines that around where the injections were put. Is there anything that could be done about that?
Okay, now how old are you? You said you're in your 80s. How 80s?
Over 85.
You're 85. Are you healthy, Mona?
No, I do have some rheumatism.
Okay. How about your heart? Is your heart okay?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, people ask me all the time, is cosmetic surgery safe in older people? And the answer really isn't about your age, but about your health. If your heart is good, if you don't have chronic diseases like diabetes, and if you're not on a lot of medications, if you're not on Coumadin or something like that, which is a blood thinner, then you might even be a candidate for cosmetic surgery. Now, honestly, at 85, I rarely will do a surgical procedure. The question is, can we do something for you to make you look better? And it's never too old to look good. You know, if you're in your 80s, you still have self-esteem and you want to look good. People in your 80s still put makeup on and wear nice clothing. So we don't want to exclude you just because you're in your 80s, right? Okay, so it may be possible. Now, I don't do collagen anymore the way we used to. Collagen was introduced in 1978, and it was originally made from cows. The problem with collagen, and it's interesting you said you have rheumatism. Do you have rheumatoid arthritis?
No, I have it's an arthritis, but it's not rheumatoid.
Okay, that's good. Because actually, from the original collagen, there have been a number of people that developed things like rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma and lupus from repeated collagen injections. Now, those of you listening who have had those, don't be frightened, because in order to get that problem, you had to have hundreds of collagen injections. So it's not going to happen with one or two or even a couple dozen. The people that have developed problems are people that had repeated hundreds and hundreds of those collagen injections. You know, there's a new collagen out there now, but it's not the same as the one we just talked about. It's made from pigs, and it's actually made in Israel, which is interesting. And it's not treated with the toxic ingredient in the original collagen, which is called glutaraldehyde. It's treated with a type of sugar, and so we don't see the problems with the new collagen. It's called Evolence, and it's a Johnson & Johnson product. So we still are injecting collagen, but it's a different collagen now, and it lasts a lot longer than the collagen that you had, Mona. The collagen from the 1980s, that might have lasted a month or maybe 2 months if you were lucky. Is that right?
Well, I had many injections.
Okay.
I had glycolic acid, you know, all kinds of creams that I was given, too.
And that's good for you. But the new collagen lasts between a year and a year and a half, which is really good. The other thing you might consider is Restylane, which is another wrinkle filler, or Radius, which is a deep wrinkle filler. Now, hopefully your wrinkles are not too bad, because I do have to say that the more your wrinkles, the more difficult it is to make an impact. And the reason simply is because it requires such a large amount of wrinkle filler if your wrinkles are really, really extensive. And you all know what I'm talking about. If you all have only – I did a 38-year-old woman yesterday, as a matter of fact, with Restylane. Actually, we used Evolence in her. And she had very fine wrinkles just beginning around her mouth. And I know she's probably listening now that she probably got a very nice result because she only had a few wrinkles. But she's 38. If you're 85, Mona, it's really hard to make an impact, and we have to use such a large amount that it becomes cost prohibitive. Because even the wrinkle fillers, you know, they're not a lot of money. The average wrinkle filler injection might be about $1,000. Or if we use multiple syringes, it might be $1,500 or $1,700, something like that. And that will last a year to a year and a half. But if we need to use five or six or seven syringes of the material on you, Mona, it could become pretty expensive. So, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is for you, but I think it's great that you're thinking of these things. Because you really aren't too old. Okay, Mona?
You know, would night skin be of any benefit, and would day skin, even if I didn't have anything done with about the other part?
And did you hear that great program before mine?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, night skin helps skin of all ages. The honest truth, do you really think any wrinkle cream is going to help someone 85 get rid of wrinkles? Boy, I'll tell you. Hard to say at 85. What it will do for you, however, is decrease the brown splotchy pigmentation of the face. Absolutely. It has glycolic acid in it, and so it will smooth your skin. So night skin is very good, and day skin is very good for you also, because what it does is it protects your skin. And one thing that does happen as you get older is people develop a sallow complexion, and that means they get a little yellowing of the skin. And some of that is from a elevated blood sugar. So those of you who are diabetics listening or simply have an elevated blood sugar, you know that your skin takes on kind of a yellow hue. And vitamin B3, which is niacin, is the only thing that you can put on your skin that can help that. And Day Skin has that. Since you mentioned it, I'm going to give out the Day Skin number. We'll take advantage of the commercial situation here. The Day Skin number to order Night Skin and Day Skin is 1-800-216-8985. That's 1-800-216-8985. That's 1-800-216. My name is Dr. Arthur Perry. You can join the discussion by calling 212-766-7100, 212-766-7100. More Recession Refreshers after these messages. This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. It's almost summer, and around plastic surgeons' offices, that means it's liposuction and breast augmentation season. I'm not kidding. Now is the perfect time to sculpt your body and still have time to enjoy the beach this summer. If you have a little extra fat on your thighs, neck, tummy, or arms, and if you want to look better in and out of clothing, give me a call. My offices are in the New Brunswick and Bridgewater areas of New Jersey and in Manhattan. You can schedule a consultation by calling 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. And in Manhattan, it's 212-753-1820. And for more information about cosmetic surgery, pick up my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, at bookstores everywhere. And don't forget to tune into my radio show and listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. right here on WOR.
What's your wrinkle? Well, you said it's almost summer, but I think summer is kind of upon us, if I'm not mistaken, after all the rain, supposedly.
You know, I think it's rained more this spring than any other I've ever seen. In fact, I think I'm going to get a boat, not for use on the bay, but for my front yard.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
There you go. Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here at WOR is 212-766-7100. 212-766-7100. I hope you all are listening to me now every single night at 10:30 p.m.
I know I am.
I hope so, Noah. You're engineering some of those on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. You have to tune in exactly 10:30. And you could set your alarm, you know, right by your bedside so that you can listen to that. I hope you're listening to Joy Brown also.
Yeah, the overnighters are being jolted awake.
That's right, because we've got Looking in the Mirror, which is a very interesting one. I think it's interesting.
If you have to explain it, you can't explain
it. Yeah, it's 1 minute of very interesting topics about cosmetic surgery, skincare, and we get into some other interesting areas also. So 10:30 at night every night of the week, Monday through Friday, looking in the mirror with yours truly. Well, we're talking about recession refreshers here on WOR. And one of those things that you can do is Latisse. And many of you have probably seen the advertisements. They're all over the place with Brooke Shields. Latisse is that new eyelash grower, and I've started using it in my practice. And women are coming in, whether you have maybe not a lot of eyelashes because of just getting older, or maybe you had an illness or chemotherapy or something like that, and you've lost your eyelashes. Well, Latisse is actually an eyelash grower, and you put it on with this little applicator that they include, and after about a month or so, you'll actually see eyelashes growing, and by 2 months, you'll have luxurious eyelashes. So very interesting new recession refresher. That's Latisse. Another one of those is a chemical peel. I did a chemical peel on a man about 4 weeks ago. And not too common to do chemical peels on men. And one of the reasons we don't do a lot of chemical peels on men is because there is some downtime. And it takes about 6 days or so to recover from a chemical peel. Why do I use chemical peels? We use chemical peels to improve the brown, splotchy pigmentation of the face. So you can do it with night skin, but it does take a while. If you don't want to wait for night skin, you come to the office and we do a TCA peel. It's one of those office procedures. And really has a very, very dramatic effect. So many of you are walking around with not just one or two of those little brown spots. Now, I'm not talking, by the way, about things that you can feel on your skin, because those need to be shaved off or excised. But I'm talking about kind of what were freckles when you're a kid, and they become age spots as an adult. And people in the United States tend to get those more on the left side of the face than the right side. You know why that is, Noah?
I can only imagine.
That's because the ultraviolet A penetrates the window glass, and you get a cumulative exposure as you drive. So in the United States, it's aging more on the left side of the face than the right side of the face. I suppose in Britain, if the sun ever shines there, it's the opposite. But that's what happens. So that's another recession refresher, a TCA peel of
the face. It sounds so simple and easy to understand when you explain it.
Well, thank you, Noah. Elise, you've been hanging on the line. What can we do for you? What's your wrinkle?
I have a little thing going on with the neck, and I guess I want to know what I could do about that.
And what's the thing going on?
Well, it's just like, you know, getting older looking. I don't like it. The 8 wrinkles and a little, it's not real bad, but I want it tighter. I want it to be tight. I don't like the way it looks.
How old are you, Elise?
57. And I look, most people say I really look much, much younger, but that neck.
Okay. Well, at 57, you know, there aren't too many things that we can do for the neck. That we can do for them. Have some fat in the neck, we can do liposuction. And I'll tell you, that's one of those big, I've had shows on the biggest bang for your buck procedures in plastic surgery. That's one of them. When we make a little quarter-inch incision underneath the chin, little incisions under each earlobe, I can suction out fat from the neck. And the interesting thing is that the skin retracts. It doesn't hang in most people. It actually retracts, and it can look significantly better. So if you have fat in the neck, that's something we might consider. If you don't have fat in the neck, then we can do the technical name of a procedure to help the bands of the neck is a platysmaplasty. I like to call it a band lift. You know those Katharine Hepburn bands? Do you have those?
I guess so, but I would say I have a little bit of fat.
Okay. Okay.
Fat. Say I have a little bit of fat. But I would. I guess so.
We'll usually go ahead and fix those at the time of the liposuction, because if we don't, given a year or two, you're going to come back and have those fixed separately, because once the fat is removed, we then expose the bands.
Right.
Now, it depends on how much skin there is. If you have a lot of extra skin, then we're talking about a facelift. And the facelifts that most of us in plastic surgery have evolved to is some version of a short scar facelift. So I haven't done one of the more extensive facelifts in about 3 or 4 years, because almost all of my facelifts now are short scar facelifts. And what that means is that the incision goes to the top of the ear in the front of the ear, doesn't go into the hair anymore. And that's a nice thing. One of the biggest complaints of people is elevating, raising the hairline with a facelift. So with a short scar facelift, we do not raise the hairline. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So a short scar facelift in most people, combined with fixing the muscle in the neck and suctioning a little fat, does a really nice job of rejuvenating the face. So you're in the age, you're 57, typical age for facelift, but there might be some other things we can do that are a little less invasive than a facelift, and that might be what we mentioned, the band lift or liposuction.
Okay.
Okay,
Liz? Now, night skin wouldn't do anything with that, right?
I wish, you know something, if night skin could tighten the skin of the neck, I'd be in bimini right now.
Now, I guess I could use some night skin for my face. I'm a very freckled person, and now I don't know which is freckles and which are brown spots anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They kind of all meld together. And one of the nice things about night skin is that it combines four different skin lighteners. And so we get a fairly rapid reduction in the brown pigmentation of the face. But you need to use sunscreen in the morning. That's the day skin in the morning. Or if you're going to the beach or playing tennis, then it's natural block, which is at SPF 30. And the reason for that is it's very difficult to control brown pigmentation if you don't control the sun, because the brown is your body's response to the sun. So not enough to just use those wonderful ingredients, the vitamin A and the vitamin C and the glycolic acid and things like that. You've also got to stop that ongoing sun exposure.
Okay, so the day skin and the night skin I should probably order then.
Well, I'm a little biased about that. I think that's a good thing to order. So, Elise, I'll give you out that number again to order. Day skin and night skin, it's 212-7. Now, that's my office number I was about to give you out. It's 800, I'm sorry, 216-8985, 800-216-8985. But
you've been doing very well with the numbers all evening.
Since I started giving that number out, I'll give you the office number anyway. It's 212-753-1820 if you want to visit me in the office for your private consultation. If you don't want to listen or to have the 8 million listeners from Maine to Virginia hear your phone call, you can call me.
I always thought this was a very intimate setting, quite frankly.
There you go. Well, we are going to come back in just a moment. We've got Dr. Dean Vafiatis on the line. I've got a lot of questions for Dr. Vafiatis. So, Noah, after these words, we'll be back, and Dr. Vafiatis will join us.
He certainly will.
This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Have you looked in the mirror and noticed wrinkles that weren't there a few months ago? You're not imagining this. You may have had an aging spurt. Plastic surgeons work overtime thinking about ways to help you look better. It could be something as simple as Botox or a wrinkle filler, or maybe you can give your skin a new start with a chemical or laser peel. If the wrinkles have turned to sags, then you might benefit from an eyelid, brow, or facelift. I'd be happy to spend a full hour and come up with a personalized plan to help you look as good as you feel. Give me a call at my New Jersey or Manhattan offices at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Or in Manhattan, it's 212-753-1820. Once again, 212-753-1820. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. right here on WOR.
What's your wrinkle? Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
You never quite know what Dr. Perry has in store coming up next, do you?
And welcome back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and you're listening to the only show on New York radio devoted to how you look. This is
I believe it.
That's right. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And I've got a very special guest right now, a good friend of mine. Dr. Dean Vafiatis is a dentist, and he is the director of the New York Smile Institute. And I am part of the New York Smile Institute, seeing patients there in that beautiful office, Dean, on Fifth Avenue. And I've learned how to say the building. It's the Takashimaya building, right, Dean?
Good evening, Dr. Perry. Yes, Takashimaya building on Fifth Avenue.
All right. Well, the reason I brought you on the air tonight is because I teased people. Was it last week? I believe it was last week, Noah.
Yeah, I was feeling kind of teased last
week.
Yeah,
when we mentioned right at the end of the show the new phenomenon of whitening of teeth that's occurring in places like Sam's Club. I went to the Sam's Club in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, a few weeks ago, and saw not a dentist, but just a woman. I don't think she was a nurse. I don't think she was a dental hygienist, and she was doing whitening. Now, is that a safe thing for not a dentist do whitening, Dean?
Well, you know, Dr. Perry, it's a multi-billion-dollar business right now, and everybody's trying to get a piece of the action. So the reality is whitening does work. It's very successful. It's very safe. Whether you have a professional or not, that's something to be obviously discussed. Anything you put in your mouth, obviously, we believe a healthy mouth is a healthy body. So we have to make sure that chemicals and things that go in our body, in our mouth, have been approved by certain organizations and are not toxic and are not cancerous, so on and so forth. So there are a lot of companies right now just promoting it, so you're going to see a lot of promotion on whitening. It's been around for 20 years, but it's a really big moneymaker right now.
The salon was doing whitening, and the Alabama Board of Dental Examiners closed her down. They ordered her to stop, and she's now suing because she thinks she's right. But, you know, this is a dental procedure. Now, whitening, when done by a skilled dentist like yourself, is a very, very safe procedure, right?
Yes, it's very safe. We do it in the office. It's usually one visit, and we give the patients whitening trays. And you can spend from $35 to $2,000, depending on who you're talking to. So we try to give a patient the reality of what they have. So a lot of it depends on what the enamel is like. If the enamel is very healthy and it's got no bonding or any kind of crowns on it, it could whiten pretty well. Some enamel is not healthy, basically it has some damage to it over the years, and that really can't be whitening. So what we try to do is tell the patients the truth, give them a real opinion of what's going to happen, and not try to just kind of sell a product. One of our toothpastes is also whitening toothpaste. So it all depends on the product that they're selling and what kind of concentration, and that could be the dangerous part.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you mentioned your toothpaste. I saw some of that when I was in your office a couple of weeks ago. Tell me, you've got all these new products. Tell me about them.
Well, we partnered up with The Natural Dentist, which is a very natural type of a company that does natural products for us and for the whole United States. They're a really, really great company. They have a lot of good natural products. We partnered up with them, and they gave us their formula for their toothpaste, which is a whitening food toothpaste. And it's been very successful. We've been selling it online. We have over 100,000 users, and we have people obviously in the office. We sell it there. We also have some lip balms and healthy lip balms and all kinds of things for the oral cavity. What I found out, Dr. Perry, through my 20 years of experience, when patients leave the office, their lips are chapped. They've been through a procedure, so we want to give them something that's going to enhance back their natural skin. Like you work so hard to make it beautiful, we want to also preserve it. So toothpaste, whitening gel, lip balms, anything to soothe the mouth during the course of their day.
Now, do people have to be your patient in order to buy these products, or can they buy certain?
No, they can go on the website. The website is nysi.org, New York Smile Institute.org. And that could be accessed from any internet provider.
Can they call your office and order products? What's your phone number there?
Our phone number is 1-800-998-NYSI. So it's 1-800-998-NYSI. And also, they can also check out thenaturaldentist.com for a lot of other oral, natural products. We believe a natural mouth is a natural body.
That's great. Now, I'm speaking with Dr. Dean Bafiatis. Now, he is a dentist at 693 Fifth Avenue right here in Manhattan. He's at the New York Smile Institute and started the New York Smile Institute. And I am here to tell you that I've seen a lot of your patients, Dean, when I do my plastic surgery consultations in your office. And I am very impressed with your work. And so I heartily endorse you. And I'm happy to have you on the show as one of the members of the Council of Advisors. Well, that music tells us Noah's pulling me right out of the studio. We'll be back.
I wouldn't dare do such a thing.
Next week with another action-packed show. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm thankful to have Dr. Dean Bafiatis with me today. Tune in next week to What's Your Wrinkle?
Almost forgot the title, didn't you? There, yeah. Not a chance.